Down King back here at the Rhinelander Gym. We're at halftime, 29-27, Lumberjacks leading by two. Want to send out congratulations to the Central Wisconsin Storm girls hockey team. They're heading back to state. Knocked off Northland Pines earlier today. And the Wausau West Warrior hockey team heading back to state again as they took apart Antigo today at the Eagle River Ice Arena. And they will be playing at state once again. In boys basketball last night, in case you missed it, it was Eau Claire North over D.C. Everest. Hudson beat Wausau West. Stevens Point advanced with a win over Oshkosh West. Marshfield beat Superior. Oshkosh North got past Wisconsin Rapids. Shawano beat Antigo in overtime. Wausau Newman got a win over Elko in boys hoops last night. Gresham topped Wisconsin Valley Lutheran. Marathon advanced with a win over Crandon. Stevens Point Pacelli beat Stratford. The other games included Hurley over Athens, Abbotsford beat Shawamigan, Auburndale knocked off Bondwell. You can check out the entire schedule and a scoreboard from last night at WSAU.com, FoxSportsWausau.com as well. All right, Lumberjacks will have the basketball to begin the third quarter with a two-point lead. It's Rutkowski and Taylor, Hamlin, Widmark, and Dimka, the starting five, back out there on the floor. And Jaden Rutkowski will bring it ahead. Rutkowski into the front court. Here comes the double team. Gives it to Taylor. Taylor to Rutkowski. Widmark at the free throw line. Kicks it to Dimka. Open for three. He got it. Tanner Dimka starts the third quarter with a three-pointer. Widmark came to the free throw line. Got the ball immediately. Found the open man. And Dimka knocked down the three. 32-27. Odags with it. He's staying in that zone. Left wing, Colton Volkman now on the baseline. Matthews goes in, puts up the shot. That's no good. Bryce Taylor with the rebound. Matthews left it short. Here comes East back the other way. Taylor with it. Gives it to Dimka down in the corner to Widmark. Skip pass out to Rutkowski. To Taylor, thought about the three. Now Dimka, his pass inside. That wasn't there. He tried to force it into Hamlin and threw it away. First turnover of the second half. Gives the ball back to Rhinelander. Can't force it inside if it's not there. Just be patient. They swing it. Volkman wanted a three. Instead pulls up and shoots a two. That's no good. The long rebound, though, is going to be run down by the Hodags. They get it back. In the corner now in the paint. Shot put up. Off the glass. Up and in. Reinthal scores over Hamlin. And it's 32-29. Lumberjacks once again by three. Widmark in the paint. To Hamlin, gets it knocked away, and he doubled with the basketball. He got tied up a little bit and then didn't get it on the floor before he could get rid of it. Traveling is the call. Back-to-back turnovers on the Lumberjacks. Back-to-back empty possessions, and now the Hodags will have a chance to tie it with a three ball. Sam O'Melia into the front court. They swing it. Skip pass, Volkman's open. He launches a three from there and got it. And we're tied. East didn't recover. Get back on the other side. Left Volkman alone, and he knocks down the three. 32-all. Hodags have come all the way back from the big deficit. Rutkowski with it. Penetrates. Kicks it to Dimka, right wing. Skip pass to Taylor. Looked inside. Not there. Gives it back to Rutkowski. Now Taylor gets it back. Widmark at the free throw line. Feeds Hamlin underneath. Hamlin kicks it out to Dimka. Thought about the three. Instead kicks it out to Rutkowski. A long three. That's short. Long rebound is grabbed by the Hodags, and they have a chance to take the lead. For the first time tonight, now a kick ball. Taylor kicks it all the way into the backcourt. And it will be Rhinelander basketball out of bounds side court. 32-all, 5:37 to play here, third quarter. They get it down in the corner. Now bullet pass side to Matthews. Underneath the hoop. Kicks it out. Here's a shot put up long two. That's a bad miss. Out of bounds air ball. East will have it on the miss by Ryan Dart. Defense underneath by Hamlin and Widmark to keep that pass inside from getting a shot away underneath the basket. Lumberjacks have it. Rutkowski in the front court to Taylor. Taylor kicks it to Dimka. Left corner. Back down to Taylor on the baseline. He's going to go baseline, shoot it over Hamlin, up and in. Hamlin gave him the screen, and Taylor hits the hoop. Little running one-hander on the left baseline. 34-32, East by two. Hodags with it. Out on top, O'Melia nearly traveled. Gives it off now to Reinthaler. And Reinthaler will shoot a three. Left that short. Hamlin over the top. Grabs the rebound this time. East back the other way. Dimka quickly ahead to Widmark. He waits for his teammates. Kicks it out to Rutkowski. Now it's Dimka to Widmark, right wing. He's going to launch a three from there. That's going to be short. The long rebound. Kept alive by Rutkowski. And Taylor comes away with it. Rutkowski to Widmark on the baseline. Double line pass to Dimka. He traveled with the basketball. Three turnovers here in the early part of the third quarter on the Lumberjacks. They've got 10 for the game already. And it will be Hodag basketball. They'll walk it ahead. East leads by two, 34-32. Pass inside, knocked away by Hamlin. Comes right back to Volkman, though. Shoots a three, missed it. Rebound put back, blocked by Widmark. And a rebound put back up and in as Dart went over the top, got the rebound over Widmark and put it up and in. Tied again at 34. Widmark doubled. Dimka to Rutkowski. Behind the back dribble, gives it to Dimka. Rutkowski gets it right back. Now it's Taylor. Down low to Hamlin. Looks for a cutter, not there. Still looking. Now he gets rid of it to Taylor. Taylor to Widmark at the free throw line. Shot blocked. Hamlin grabs it, puts it up with the left hand, up and in. That helps being 6'11 when you can grab those short misses and put them back up and in. Hamlin with the hoop. East again by two, 36-34. Bullet pass inside. Dart kicks it out. O'Melia's going to launch a three. That's off the mark. No good. Hamlin kept it alive. Rutkowski comes away with it. He wants to push. Rutkowski down the lane, off the glass, up and in. Coast to coast for Jaden Rutkowski. And it should be 38-34. They put the wrong score up on the scoreboard. 38-34 should be the score. And they kick it left wing now. Kick it outside. Drive in. Shot put up. Offensive foul. Oh, they're going to call. Oh, yes. Offensive foul. Hamlin took another charge. And the foul called on Reinthaler. And it will be East basketball as Hamlin takes the charge. Reinthaler got up celebrating. Thought that he had got the block from Hamlin. Instead, he gets the foul and he's going to take a seat. And Devin Olenek comes back in the game. Lumberjacks by four, 38-34. Officials are conferring now. The outside official called the offensive foul. Not sure what they're conferring about. They're not going to change that. Derek Lemons, the Rhinelander coach, having a conversation with one of the officials. Wanted to know about that call, I guess. Hamlin got in there and took the charge, so it will be East basketball. Foul is going to be called on Reinthaler. I thought they gave the foul to 24. It should be on 24, I think. Reinthaler should get the foul. Yeah, that's his second. That's what they called originally, and then they didn't change it. Under 3 minutes to play here, third quarter. Lumberjacks by four, and they have the basketball. Rutkowski brings it ahead. Across the timeline, gives it to Dimka. Dimka looks inside, not there. Rutkowski gets it back, now back to Dimka. Down on the baseline, corner to Widmark. His pass intercepted. That was clearly telegraphed. And back the other way come the Hodags. Got to protect the basketball. Can't make passes like that. Near travel that time for Volkman. Gets it down in the right wing. Baseline drive and a blocking foul called on Rutkowski as he stuck his hip out, and that'll be two on Jaden. Can't make long crossing passes across the lane from the corner. Those are going to get picked off on a regular basis. And that's what happened right there. Hodags have it. They'll inbound it. O'Melia looking to get it in. Still looking. Now they kick it way outside. Volkman kicks it off to O'Melia. Now Volkman gets it back. Widmark comes out to play him. They don't want to give him an open three if they can avoid it. Let anybody else shoot. Don't let Volkman open to shoot threes here. O'Melia down in the corner. Volkman, he's open. He launches, and he hits. You can't do it. Let the guy alone in the corner, but keep a guy out on Volkman. He'll bury him all night. 38-37. He's got five threes here, and it's 38-37, East by one. Widmark at the free throw line. Dimka wide open for three. Back bracket, no good. Long rebound to the Hodags. Here they come. Bounce pass ahead. Shot put up and in and a foul. Reinfaller gets the hoop. Dimkill will get the foul. And the Hodags have taken their first lead of the night. 39-38. East wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Playoff Basketball. Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Overnights will never be the same.
Grab some dial tone.
It's the Ben Maller Show.
Carlos Martinez of the Cardinals. Apparently he does not have to shut down his Twitter, but he has been put on blast by the St. Louis Cardinals. Carlos Martinez was following a bunch of porn stars, so there was a big controversy at camp, and Mike Matheny had to speak to Carlos Martinez. Now everyone's cracking jokes.
Ben Maller Show.
Ben Maller, late nights on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
With the lead, and they'll get a free throw here as well on the three-point play attempt by Reinthaler. Notice some Lakeland basketball t-shirts in the crowd tonight, sitting in the Rhinelander student section. Of course, the Lumberjacks knocked out the Thunderbirds Tuesday night. Lakeland rooting for their conference partner, Rhinelander, in the Great Northern Conference here. Lumberjacks got to protect the basketball better. They've got 11 turnovers and four here in the third quarter. And it'll be Mitch Reinthaler at the line to try to convert the three-point play. It's on the way, and it's up and in. Two-point lead for Rhinelander, 40-38. Rutkowski into the front court. Rutkowski kicks it over to Dimka. Back to Rutkowski. They swing it. Taylor. Skip pass to Dimka. Open for three. Didn't take it. Widmark at the free throw line. Kicks it to Bryce Taylor. Goes baseline. Five feeds to Widmark. Now it goes all the way to the corner to Dimka. He dribbles it back out on top. They'll reset. Dimka down low to Widmark. Baseline. His pass knocked away and stolen. He tried to pass over the top in the lane again, and it got knocked away. Hodags down on the baseline. Now they kick it, and it's knocked out of bounds by Dimka. Rhinelander will keep it. East Hoops brought to you in part tonight by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack sports. Widmark will take a seat, and Trent Pate gets in the game. Hodag's going to penetrate. They kick it out to Volkman. He's going to drive in. Feeds a cutter. Ball knocked away. Taylor comes away with it. Just the third turnover of the game on Rhinelander. They get it ahead to Dimka, now back to Bryce Taylor. Taylor at the free throw line. Gives it out to Rutkowski. Over to Dimka, down low to Hamlin. Hamlin turns, feeds Pate in the paint, leads in, turns, shoots at the left hand, up and in. Little half hook for Trenton Pate. He gets the hoop, and we're tied again at 40. Hodag's back the other way. They can get the ball down to Hamlin down low. He can either shoot or dish. It's a pretty good option. Now shot put up in the lane. That's off. No good. Taylor with the rebound. He got fouled. That's going to go against the Hodags. Taylor got fouled, loose ball foul. That will go against Rhinelander, and it will be East basketball on the foul called on Ryan Dart, and that's three on him. He'll take a seat. Coming in for the Hodags now is Brandon Reinthaler and also Trevor Young. 40-40, 38.6 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Lumberjacks with the basketball. Rutkowski will walk it ahead. They'll probably play for one here, I would think. We'll see, though. Taylor with it to Dimka. Now Hamlin out on top. Hamlin bounce pass inside to Taylor. They're going to attack, and a reach-in foul called on the Hodags. Taylor got double-teamed down low. That's going to go on Trevor Young. That's his first. Third team foul on Rhinelander. East with two here in the second half, so a long way to get to the bonus. They loft it over the top to Pate. Gets a screen from Hamlin. Thought about the three. Now it's Bryce Taylor. He's going to launch. Rims out no good. Rhinelander with the rebound. Quick shot there. And now the Hodags can get the final shot of the quarter and take a lead. They get it out to Amelia. Volkman's not in the game, though, now. They get it inside to Reinthaler. Throws up a wild shot. The rebound grabbed by Taylor. And that's how the third quarter will come to an end. We are tied at 40. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100?
That's right, an extra $100.
A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union.
But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle.
Cars, trucks, SUVs, if you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Cloverbilt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
We are Fox Sports.
Tom King back here at the Rhinelander Gym. We go to the fourth quarter. Hodags have the basketball to begin the fourth. Tied at 40. It'll be Taylor, Rutkowski, Widmark back in there. Pate and Hamlin. Dimka taking a breather here. Volkman's back in there for Rhinelander. He's got five threes tonight. O'Melia with it. O'Melia gets it back from Reinthaler. Into Volkman in the corner. Bobbled a shot. Bobbled the pass. He would have had a three, open three there. Now it's Volkman out on top. That was Kent Matthews. Now shot put up on the baseline. No. A couple of buddies missed there inside by Reinthaler and Matthews. East with the rebound. Back the other way. Rutkowski gives it to Trent Pate. Pate over the top. Back to Rutkowski. Taylor at the free throw line. He looks. Pate now at the free throw line. He'll shoot and hit. Trenton Pate with the left hand jumper from the free throw line. Lumberjacks lead by two, 42-40. Hodags in the front court. Right corner now. Back out on top. Reinthaler gives it off to O'Melia. Now it's Reinthaler to Volkman. Makes a move, pull-up jumper for two, and he hit it. Stepped inside the line that time. And Volkman knocks down the jumper, and we're tied again, 42-all. They get it into Pate. Into the front court. Now it's Rutkowski. Pate gets it back. Taylor at the free throw line. His pass knocked away. Tried to get it over the top to Hamlin. They got to realize these players' arms are a lot longer than that. And it's the 13th turnover on the Lumberjacks. The sixth here in the second half. Baseline drive. Hodags kick it outside. Now it's Volkman. Down in the corner to Reinthaler. Looked inside. Not there. Volkman gets it back. They swing it. Right corner, Ryan Dart. Now Volkman down low to Matthews. Matthews backs in, shoots over the top, left that way, short. Widmark grabs the rebound. East back the other way, tied 42. Pates ahead to Taylor. Taylor gets foul. Oh, they call it travel. He drove in against two defenders, travel with the basketball. Another turnover. Too many empty possessions for the Lumberjacks here in this game. Rhinelander's only turned the ball over three times. East has 14. Yet we're still tied at 42 with 5:56 to play in regulation. O'Melia gets it to Volkman. O'Melia gets it back, swings it to Reinthaler. Skip pass to Volkman. He's going to launch the three from there. Too hard, no good. Widmark with the long rebound. Rutkowski back into the front court. Ahead to Pate. Pate wants to drive down the lane. Throws up a hard runner. Yes, and a foul. Trenton Pate. Wasn't going to be denied that time. He drove down the lane, drew the foul, used the glass, and the Lumberjacks lead it 44-42, and Pate will be at the line to try to convert the three-point play. Foul was called on Kent Matthews. That's his third. Free throw for Pate. No good. And the rebound grabbed by Rhinelander. Two-point advantage for the Lumberjacks, 44-42. Reinthaler, he's staying with the zone. O'Melia, Reinthaler, down low, right baseline. That's Dart, looks inside, not there. Reinthaler penetrates, kicks it out. O'Melia down low to Matthews, backs in, turns, shoots, and up and in over Hamlin. Tough shot. Kent Matthews got it. With one hand on the baseline over Dylan Hamlin. Tied at 44. Pate going down the lane again. Feeds Hamlin. He hangs in the air, missed the shot, got his own rebound, no, but a foul. And Dylan Hamlin's going to go to the line. And that's going to be on Colton Volkman. That's his second. Thing is, now the fouls are mounting for the Hodags. They have five team fouls, and East has two. So you think the Lumberjacks are going to get into the bonus before Rhinelander here. Hamlin hits the first free throw. He's got 10 points. Bryce Taylor's going to check back in, give Rutkowski a short rest. I would imagine he'll be in there quickly after a quick breather. 45-44 Lumberjacks, 4:59 to play in regulation. Dylan Hamlin with another foul shot coming. On the way, that's going to be too hard. Rebound, though, by Pate. He had it knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Rhinelander. Pate slid in there and got rebound position and kept that ball alive. East will have it, despite the missed free throw. Dimka looks to inbound it. Looking, still looking. Now he throws it all the way out on top into the backcourt to Widmark. He gets it back into the front court to Taylor. Dimka right wing, now back to Taylor. Trenton Pate with it. Now Taylor, back to Pate. Pate gives it to Widmark. Left side, free throw line extended. Back out on top to Taylor. They're going to be patient here, work for a good shot. Hamlin comes out to the post, the high post. He backs down now. Dimka with it, nearly traveled. East looking a little discombobulated now. Now they get it to Widmark at the elbow, dribbles it back outside. Dimka, back to Widmark, thought about the three. Dimka, now it's Taylor. Into Widmark in the paint. Lost the handle on it. It's loose. It's still loose. East comes away with it. Pate's going to launch a three. Left that short. Taylor kept it alive, but they call a foul. The ball came loose. Pate grabbed it, launched a three. Just missed it a little bit short. Foul is going to be called on Widmark. That's his second. And the Hodags have the ball back. East leads by one, 45-44. That would have been a big hoop right there. Instead, the Hodags have a chance to take the lead here. Volkman with it, now down in the corner to Reinthaler. Reinthaler kicks it out to Volkman. He launches a three and got it. Well, you're going to leave him open. He's going to knock him down all night. 47-45, Rhinelander by two. You cannot leave him. And East may have to go man-to-man here. They can't stay in the zone and let Volkman just bury him all night. Hamlin to Pate, down to Widmark in the corner. Looks inside, skip pass cross court to Taylor, down low to Hamlin. He bobbled it out of bounds. Lumberjacks turn it over again. Took his eye off the ball, it went off his hands, off his leg, out of bounds. Eighth turnover in the half, and the 15th in the game. Timeout called, we'll keep it right here. And reminds you that East Hoops brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Also by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Well, to even be in this game, considering you've turned the ball over 14 times and you've allowed Colton Volkman to knock down six threes, that's the positive. You're only down two. But Rhinelander has got to be thinking that they should be up farther in this game after forcing all of those turnovers and only turning the ball over three times themselves. They have the ball now, though, with a two-point lead and 3:31 to play. They get it into the front court. They can take all the time they need now. Trevor Young and Devin Olenek play catch. Now it's Volkman. Volkman on the dribble. Gets rid of it. There's a three ball. They didn't want that shot, I'm sure. The ball is loose. Comes right to Reinthaler. Shot blocked. It's still loose and knocked up and in. Oh, my. Reinthaler gets the hoop. East got a break as Olenek launched a ill-advised three. The ball was knocked around. Nobody could grab it. And then it was sort of knocked up in the air by Reinthaler, and it went in. 49-45. Hodags. Pate at the elbow, back to Taylor, open for three. He got it! Boy, did East need that! Bryce Taylor for three. 49-48, one-point game again. 2:40 to play. Hodags into the front court. They get it down to Reinthaler in the corner. Matthews trying to post up on Hamlin. They kick it back outside. Trevor Young to Olenek. Olenek's going to drive in. He gives it off, and now we're going to get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul before the shot on the Lumberjacks. Non-shooting foul. It's going to be on Hamlin. Reach-in foul on Dylan Hamlin. That's his third. 2:22 to play. Non-shooting foul. They're going to inbound it here. They call that a non-shooting foul, and they're nowhere near the bonus. It's just the fourth team foul on the Lumberjacks. So Rhinelander will inbound it here. Hodags with a one-point lead and the ball. They look to get it in. Still looking. They're going to call a timeout and talk about it. Timeout on the floor. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Hoops, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Rhinelander Gym. 49-48 Hodags. And they have the basketball. They have to inbound it here. Fifteen turnovers in the game for East to just three for Rhinelander. That's been the difference here tonight. But it's still just a one-point deficit for East. Hodags look to get it in. Still looking. Now they finally do get it in to the corner to Reinthaler. Double team, kicks it outside. Volkman gives it off now to Omelia, who's back in the game. Omelia, right wing, nearly threw it away. Here's Matthews, double teamed on the sideline, gets it back to Omelia. Omelia on the dribble, back to Matthews. They're trying to post up Reinthaler down low on Hamlin. Volkman with it, now they get it inside to Reinthaler. He's going to drive in, throw up a runner, blocked by Hamlin, but they call a foul. They're going to get the foul on Pate. Reach in foul on Trent Pate. It's going to be the second foul on Pate. And two shots coming for Mitch Reinthaler here. Well, the worst it could be would be a three-point deficit, as Reinthaler's first foul shot, no good, back bracket. That, I believe, is the first miss from the free throw line tonight for Rhinelander. They were 8 out of 8 before that one. Second foul shot on the way. Left it short. The rebound grabbed by the Lumberjacks. Pate has it. He missed them both. So East with a chance to take the lead here with a minute 51 to play. Rutkowski in the front court to Dimka. They're setting up Pate at the elbow. Hamlin inside. Catches. And he goes up and is fouled. He's got to go right up with that. Man, if he goes right up, he gets a layup. Instead, he hesitated. Got fouled. But now he's got to make him at the free throw line. The game against Lakeland, he was emphatic. The game against Wausau West, he was decisive. He went to the hole immediately. That time he hesitated again. First foul shot for Hamlin, up and in. He knocked it down. We're tied at 49. Lumberjacks with a chance to take the lead here. Hamlin is 3 out of 5 from the line tonight. On the way, rattles around and in. Over the front of the rim and in. East by 1, 50-49. Hodags with the basketball, a minute 40 to play. Pass ahead, nearly thrown away. And now we get a whistle, and Pate's going to get a blocking foul on the sideline. That's going to be 3 on Trent Pate. Still a non-shoot. Actually, that is the 7th team foul. No, 6th. 6th team foul, so still a non-shooting foul. The next one, though, will put both teams at the free throw line. Both teams with 6 team fouls. Rhinelander inbounds it. And Omelia has it. Volkman gives it off to Omelia. Omelia back to Volkman. Here comes the double team. Volkman splits two defenders, now kicks it back outside to Matthews. Volkman gets it back, a minute 17 to play. They get the pass inside to Matthews, shoots over Hamlin, too hard. Reinthaler had rebound position, puts it up and in. Big offensive board right there for the Hodags. They lead it by 1, 51-50. Lumberjacks taking a 20-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. And remind you that East Playoff Basketball is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org and also by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Well, can Magic strike twice 2 days in a row? Lumberjacks find themselves trailing here by one late in the game. And they have the basketball. Big offensive rebound right there. Matthews missed the shot, but Reinthaler had rebound position, was able to grab it and put it up and in over the top of the East defenders. The East adults trying to get the East student section revved up a little bit. Whitmark's going to come back in the game. So it's the starting five out there. Rutkowski, Taylor, Dimka, Whitmark, and Hamlin. We're down to a minute to play. East down by one. They have the basketball. Rutkowski to Dimka. They look a little tentative after coming out of a timeout. Dimka to Widmark at the elbow. Kicks it to Dimka. To Rutkowski. He gives it to Taylor. Taylor looks down low. Not there. Now he's doubled. Needs to get rid of it. And a foul called. No, timeout call by the Lumberjacks. Taylor was being harassed by a couple of defenders there. East needed to use a timeout. They've got one left. 42.6 seconds remaining. We'll keep it right here. With a win, whoever wins this game moves on to take on the winner of Shawano and Waupaca. They're playing tonight. That game would be Thursday night at Stevens Point. And I can remind you once again that East Girls Tournament basketball begins. The first tournament game for the girls is Tuesday. As they will be right here at Rhinelander. We'll be taking the trip north again on Tuesday night as the East girls play their first round game against the Hodags. All right, let's see what the Lumberjacks drew up here. 42.6 seconds, down one. Pate back in the game to give them some offense here. Widmark back out, so it's Pate who gives them the ability to not only knock down an outside shot, but also to penetrate and create off the dribble. He can create his own shot. Now we get a stoppage of play. One of the officials goes to the scorer's table. We've got a little confusion maybe. They've got a zero up there for Rhinelander timeouts. I'm not sure that's right. I think they've got two remaining as well as the Lumberjacks. They took the timeout away from... Now that's right. They say that East has no timeouts remaining. Lumberjacks have the basketball. No timeouts remaining. I misread the scoreboard. Pate, Dimka, they play catch. They're going to play for one, it looks like. You got to take it quick enough so that you can get an offensive rebound if you miss. Dimka to Pate. Thought about the three. Drives in. Throws up a runner. Off the rim. No good. And an offensive foul called on Trent Pate. Missed the shot. And then his continuation took him in to one of the Hodag players who took the charge. And that's four fouls on Trent Pate. But more importantly, it gives Rhinelander the basketball. Well, this isn't over yet. East will foul. And the Hodags are going to have to make foul shots here. And even if they make both, it would still be just a three-point game. So it will be Hodag basketball. East is going to put on full court pressure. It's a one-point game, 51-50 Rhinelander. Pate got in to where he likes to throw that little one-handed runner-up. Ball rolled off the rim, and he got the foul. Now we get a whistle and an intentional foul called on Jaden Rutkowski as he held one of the Hodag players. Holy cow, they're going to get two shots and the ball. An intentional foul called. You never see an intentional foul called, especially on an inbounds play. Holy cow. Paul Dimka having a conversation with one of the other officials because he knows if he goes over and talks to the other guy, he's going to get teed up. Rutkowski's over there having a conversation. First foul shot is up and in. Well, that's just about going to do it. If they make the foul shots, they get the ball back. Second one up and in as well. Olenek makes both. Now they get the ball on top of it. You never see an intentional foul called ever. Dimka's got to be careful. He's going to get a technical foul. He's close, Ed. So now the Hodags get the basketball on top of the two free throws. 23.5 seconds to go, but now it's a three-point game. Rhinelander looks to inbound it. They get it in. East needs to foul, and now they will. Taylor will foul in the backcourt. But now the Hodags can make it a two-possession game if they make That intentional foul was the ball game right there. I mean, that you never see an intentional foul called. Even when we had one last night where a Merrill player was going into the basket on almost a breakaway and got fouled, and they didn't call an intentional foul. Here they call an intentional foul on an inbounds play to a man who wasn't inbounding the ball. I'd be interesting to hear that thought process right there. Mitch Reinthaler's at the line. He's shooting a 1-1 here. Big free throw right here. First one is off. No good. Widmark with the rebound. They have no timeouts left. Pate gets it to Rutkowski. Rutkowski into the front court. Rutkowski gives it to Dimka. 14 seconds. Rutkowski to Dimka. Back to Rutkowski. 11 seconds. Oh, they did have a timeout left. They had zero timeouts on the scoreboard. But apparently they had one left and called it right there with 10 seconds to play. They had zero timeouts for East up on the scoreboard, but apparently they did have one left. And they call it right here with 10 seconds to play to set up a final play. They're down three, 53-50, but Reinthaler could have iced it right there, but he misses the front end of a 1-1. Widmark was able to grab the rebound, so the Lumberjacks have life. They need a three to tie. They'll be very happy to play in overtime here if they can get this one there. 10 seconds to play. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the experts, sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. I am right above the east bench, and they've got the guys there drawing up the play. Pate will be in the game for Widmark for offensive purposes. So it's going to be Dimka, Pate, Rutkowski, Taylor. Actually, they're going to take Hamlin out. So Widmark stays in. So they've got the four outside shooters and Bryce Widmark, who can knock down a shot if he needs to. But he's not going to be an option here, hopefully. Rutkowski looking to get it in and does to Taylor. Now it's Rutkowski. 8 seconds. He fakes. He shoots. Tried to bank it in. Rylander with the rebound. Wanted a foul. Didn't get it. And now Dimka will commit the foul. That's not the shot they wanted. Rutkowski had a man all over him, took a shot from the top of the three. He said his arm got hit. They didn't call the foul. They let him play on, and it was off the rim, off the backboard, no good. Rhinelander got the rebound, and the Hodags can put it away here with one free throw. They get two shots here in the double bonus. Well, credit Rhinelander. They played good defense right there. They weren't going to let Rutkowski have an open look. They had a man right in his face. Was there a foul? Well, maybe, but they weren't going to call that at that point in the game. First free throw is up and in. That'll do it. That'll clinch it here for the Hodags. They will be moving on. 4-point game with 2.4 seconds to play. Second foul shot is up and in. That's back bracket. No good. Widmark with the rebound. Taylor launches from full court. That's short. And the ball game is over. And the Rhinelander Hodags will move into the sectionals with a victory here tonight over the Lumberjacks by a score of 54-50. And Rhinelander will take on the winner of Shawano and Waupaca on Thursday night in Stevens Point.